Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I've got a copy of the plot from the MP3 series.
Yeah, Doug.
The Tree.
Oh, that is so fun.
We're going to get to that in a minute, right? Because there's a few things I need to ask you about this, and I need you to point out some things.
The Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil.
Yes, but we do want to let folks know, we're going to talk a little bit about the Colorado Right to Life Banquet. We're going to talk a little bit about the telethon, of course.
The telethon.
And maybe a little bit about Israel.
Oh, yeah. Israel and what's going on at the UN.
With the Palestinians.
They don't have a P?
They don't have a P.
They say
Palestine. They can't say P.
So Palestine, what's with that? But anyway, the Palestinian declaration that they are going to assert their own homeland.
They're going to assert statehood at the UN Security Council, the UN Security Council.
And what may happen?
What may happen?
At the UN.
At the UN.
Yeah. Yep,
they're going to have an UN vote. And we may talk a little bit about stem cell research and stem cell therapies as well.
Because of Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
We have a lot of listeners in Indianapolis.
Oh, a huge following in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And in Indiana in general. So we'll talk about a number of those things.
All right. Very good.
But the tree. I remember when I first got my first copy of the plot, that would have been 1997.
Wow. The plot is my life's work, an overview of the Bible, and we have it in a book form and also an audio MP3 CDs. In fact, it's five albums, sort of like five seminars.
Yeah.
And it's just really fun to get an overview of the Bible and how it helps you understand the details. 10,000 verses start to make sense, verses that might have been confusing when you got an overview of the story.
Ain't that the truth? And you practically give it away. Five seminars. It's almost like an entire year at seminary school for $99. Only $99. And people can get the MP3 CDs or they can download them off of KGOV.com.
And that would go toward our telethon goal for September of $20,000. Doug, we're at $4,200.
$4,200, that is 21% of our goal.
Yes.
And the month is half over. So, folks, if you're sitting on the fence and you're waiting and wondering, when should I make my donation to keep Bob Benyard on the air? By the way, it's not a joke that we need the donations to keep Bob Benyard on the air. That is an understatement.
Yeah.
We must have $20,000 this month. Or the show is going to go off the air on AM 670.
Well,
KLTT.
Very difficult. It's just very difficult.
It's very difficult.
And we rely on our audience. And as we share Bible study resources with people, people love it. We have a money back guarantee on everything we offer. And people say they love it, that now they read the Bible and they feel like they understand the books in the Bible.
Yeah. This is really a voice worth keeping on the mighty 670 KLTT. The Christian blowtorch of the Rocky Mountain West.
That's right. And you know what? We've just introduced a monthly subscription of Bible study DVDs.
Oh, wow.
We've never done that before. We've been working on it for a year, Doug. We have now, you get two DVDs, four Bible studies once a month. And so we waited till we had about a year in inventory.
Right, right.
So we can offer a monthly subscription. And it's really fun. $44.99.
Just $44.99 a month?
For four Bible studies on DVD, mailed to your door.
In the comfort of your own home.
Yep.
Man, that's awesome, Bob.
All right.
So $4,200 for the telethon. So smile and dial right now and make your contribution. You can call in your donation at 1-800-836-9278. You can call that donation in. Or if you wanted to be on the broadcast, if you can bring something to the table. Feel free to call 1-800-836-9278.
And you could go online, kgovstore.com, or just kgov, click on the store.
Yeah.
kgov.com, click on the store, and it says new, big, N-E-W, and it's our DVD monthly subscription Bible study.
Awesome. Join up, sign up today, and help us with the telethon. Now, let's get to Tom Tancredo and Alan Keyes at the Colorado Right to Life Banquet.
Yeah. So what is your take overall on the banquet?
I thought that the only thing that outshined Tom Tancredo and Alan Keyes was the audience. The audience was just the heart and soul of the pro-life movement in Colorado, at least. It was just an amazing...
You couldn't have a better time of fellowship
incredible.
With more wonderful people.
It was awesome.
And everybody there, Doug, was the real deal. After the event, it ended, started at, 6 o'clock, people started fellowshipping.
Yep.
The doors opened at 7. The event ended around 9:30. At 11:30 when I left, it ended at 9. You were there.
Yeah.
At 11:30, Alan Keyes is talking to a group of people. They were standing up in the lobby for 2 hours talking about the Lord, about the battle we're in, about how to live our lives. It was so substantive, and Alan is the real deal.
He really is. And his speech was inspiring, as one would expect it to be. It's an Alan Keyes speech.
Yeah.
But particularly because of the issue that he was addressing and the critical nature of the effort to restore the personhood of the unborn child and try to save the republic from the heathens.
Yeah, and so we talked about launching round 3 of personhood here in Colorado, how vital Colorado's role has been in the personhood movement. And we went back, looked back for 5 years, and said, now here's where we started 5 years ago. It was the end of the Dark Ages. And we've made tremendous progress to where the pro-life movement, it's like turning a Titanic with a small rudder, but the pro-life movement is turning its direction.
Amen. Oh, and just to, now that you bring that up, there was one other thing that outshined Tom Tancredo and Alan Keyes' speech, and that was about a 30-minute update that we all got on the progress of personhood from 2006 to today. It was stand-up-and-cheer kind of stuff, and it was the kind of thing that all of us need to hear.
So encouraging.
It was well done and just a tremendous blessing and definitely the highlight of the evening for me.
Wow. And you know what? The appeal is usually the least exciting part of the night.
Usually.
Kevin Swanson.
Yeah.
Was just amazing.
He was dynamic. He was on fire.
He was awesome. On fire.
He had me reaching for my checkbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should get him on the air. Well, he needs to do our telethon appeal, maybe. Yeah. He was very good.
Yeah, pastor of Reformed Church, his Generations radio program,
right.
Kevin Swanson. I think if you go to ColoradoRightToLife.org, you could look at the thank you for the banquet, and then you could find out who the speakers were and how to get to their website.
So that's the banquet. I got off topic. I want to talk about the tree. When I first discovered your ministry on TV and started going to your Bible study, I bought the plot. And I remember when I opened it up to the chapter on the tree, I know what I expected. I expected some sort of interpolation or extrapolation about the tree of life.
Right.
And I opened it up, and here's this chapter about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is a different kind of ministry. I haven't heard anybody preach about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil before. And I'll tell you what, folks, just this one MP3 CD, how much is on here? How many hours or minutes?
Well, I'd say it's about 5 hours.
About 5 hours.
And, Doug, there's an engineer from Boulder, Colorado. Very successful. In fact, his software is on the desktops of hundreds of millions of people around the world. That's how successful he is.
Wow.
And he gave an endorsement to the plot, and he said, chapter 8, it's the print version, is worth its weight in gold.
I would have to agree.
So he literally gave $500 as sort of a donation for chapter 8 of the plot.
Well worth it. Worth twice the price, I would say. And if you donate $1,000 today, we will send you. We'll send you the whole book. We'll send you the plot. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, whatever happened to that tree, and why does it matter?
I don't know. Should we give a little glimpse into the story?
A little glimpse would be appropriate.
Because there's a Bible story that you never heard in Sunday school.
Yeah.
They don't go over it in Awana. It's just not told.
No.
And it's an entire story about what happened to the tree in the center of the Garden of Eden. And what happened to mankind in relationship to that tree, and it is a stunning story.
Yeah, because the tree was not just a figurative tree. It was a literal tree.
It was a literal tree.
In the midst of the garden in the antediluvian period.
It had, the Bible says that, basically, pretty much flat out, in a few different places that the law is the knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah.
The law. Mm. And that the law kills, but the spirit gives life.
Right.
And God said, the day that you eat of this tree, the knowledge of good and evil, that's what law is. Law is the knowledge of good and evil. The day that you eat of this tree, you will die because the law kills. And Doug, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the law, the day the law was given, we read in Exodus 32, that day about 3,000 people died.
That's
they
right.
were killed.
That's right.
And the day the Holy Spirit was given in Acts chapter 2, we read that day about 3,000 were saved.
Right. So that's what was so amazing to me about this particular Bible study on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, was to reach back in the Bible and grab a story that I was unfamiliar with, completely unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
Go
the
ahead.
Story is riveting.
it reads like an action novel.
It does.
It's awesome.
It should be made into a motion.
It should be a movie.
Picture.
It should be a movie.
Yeah.
But to take this story that so few people are familiar with, and then to tie it to the New Testament and tie it to my life in Jesus Christ today, just a phenomenal resource. Let's see, how much does this weigh? This probably weighs at least a couple of ounces, worth its weight in gold.
The CD, the MP3 CD.
This MP3
CD. Wait a minute. Now, gold has gone up since...
It's like $1,700
an ounce. That Boulder engineer wrote that. Back then, I think gold was closer to $500.
Probably. Yeah.
And so now it's 1800 now.
But quality Bible material holds its value even in inflationary times.
That's right.
So this is worth probably $3,000 to $4,000.
Oh, so you mean we could estimate the value of a suit of clothes by an ounce of gold, but we can estimate the value of a Bible study. So the Bible study holds its value.
It holds its value.
More so than the gold does.
Even more so than the gold. You're right.
Wow.
Pretty good. So the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that alone is worth the price of admission. But also in the five-disc series, we've got the Law of Moses. You teach on why don't Christians keep the law on the Sabbath?
Yeah.
Well, some do, I think, or they try to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the law that God gave us is the foundation for criminal justice.
Right.
All over the world. It doesn't even matter if people are atheists, if governing leaders are atheists. Do not murder.
Mm-hmm.
Do not steal. Do not bear false witness against your neighbor.
Right.
Do not kidnap.
Right.
These are the foundational principles of criminal justice. And so how do we know which of those principles should governments enforce?
Right.
And which should they not?
That's a tough question.
Right?
Yeah, that's a hard question.
It's an important question, and a lot of Christians don't think about it. And often we are not taught about the difference between crime and sin. And the Bible deals with crimes and sins.
Right.
And if we want to express our opinion on public policy, well, then we better be right, because ideas have consequences.
That's right.
And so if Christians don't want to be part of the problem, but part of the solution, they need to understand God's word, an overview of God's word, because only with the overview will you be able to look at the Mosaic law and say, this should be enforced today by governments around the world, and this should not.
And that can be understood. It's not too hard.
Very much so.
But you mentioned the overview. I got a little bit of out of order because I started with the tree, but the Bible overview is the first section.
Right.
Grasping the overview of the Bible is the key to its details. And I remember opening the plot, and the question was posed, would you pick up a novel and just open it up to any given page and start reading and think that you could possibly comprehend the story?
And of course not, right?
No, never. But that's what we do with the Bible.
That's the common way of studying the Bible, is you flip and flip and flip and flip all over the place. And when you do that, you lose perspective of the story. Because a story is a very powerful way to communicate.
Yes.
So much so that if you watched a foreign language film and you didn't know the language and there were no subtitles, quite often you get the story.
Right, right.
And so the exact meaning of the definition of each word is not the most powerful tool God uses to communicate truth. It is the story, how he intervenes in human history.
Right, in this first section, the Bible overview, the first three chapters of the plot, if I remember correctly, it just goes so far in clearing up so many doctrinal controversies.
Yeah.
Because if you understand the plot and where we are in the plot, it's a lot easier to understand the Bible. And then There's the last days, talking about the rapture, the great tribulation, the Antichrist, and the kingdom. I remember when you started your Bible study in Denver back in 97-ish, you started with the last days.
The last days, that's exactly right. Tremendous. And it was relevant with the 10th anniversary of 9/11 because a lot of Christians were told that 9/11 was fulfillment of prophecy.
Right.
And we went through and, well, I don't know if we want to give it away, but very, very interesting when you look at the claims Christians have made for 2,000 years and the reality. And quite often, the claims and the reality don't match up.
Mm.
So you don't want to overstate your case because you'll forgive yourself. We give ourselves a lot of latitude, but unbelievers remember that Harold Camping said it was the end.
That's right.
The rapture.
They're not going to forget that.
No. And that, how about Hal Lindsey, somebody who a lot of Christians love?
The late great Planet Earth, 1978, was it?
The late Hal Lindsey. Oh, no, he's still alive.
He is still alive.
But I've had Hal on the show a couple times and love him, love his Bible teaching. But a lot of the things that we have said publicly are not true. And so when you misunderstand things that God puts in the Bible, then you become a stumbling block.
Right.
And let Jesus be the stumbling block. We don't want to be the stumbling block.
No, no. There's plenty of stumbling blocks out there. I mentioned that the understanding the overview of the Bible is the key to understanding the details. And the final segment in the plot series is called Details Galore.
Details Galore.
Yeah.
And maybe, Doug, now, maybe after 20 years of being on the air, maybe I could say why we titled that this. I've never said it ever.
No, I remember that in-house debate over what to title it.
What to title this chapter. It's chapter 10 in the plot, and it's the fifth of these audio MP3 CDs,
right,
which you could also download them instantly.
Right. You don't need the CDs. Right.
So this is about miracles and healing.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to title it Miracles and Healing because a lot of people, they're interested, the kind of stuff the Bible refers to as like itching ears kinds of things.
Mm,
like somebody went to hell and came back and wrote a book about it, and you know it sold 30 million copies because that's what Christians want to hear about. Whether or not it's true is a completely different story.
Right.
But if somebody goes to heaven and comes back, Paul said he just couldn't describe the things that he had seen.
Right.
But these Christian authors, they describe it all.
320 pages.
Let it all hang out.
1995.
Here's what it's like in hell. And then 30 days later, I go to heaven. Here's what it's like. And die, come back, tell the story. My kid dies, comes back, tells the story.
Right, right.
And so when we make claims, Jesus said when he made a claim, you shouldn't believe his claim.
That's right.
Because he said, my testimony is not credible. When I testify concerning myself, look at the evidence, he said.
Jesus Christ said that.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So Christians make claims all the time.
Yes.
Like interpreting the weather. Mm-hmm. Like that tornado that killed those 12 people in that little town, God was judging them. How dare you say that? How dare you? Jesus rebuked the people of his time who would say when the Tower of Siloam fell and killed those 18 people, that was because they were being punished for being the worst sinners. Jesus said, I tell you no.
Right.
Stop. That's superstition.
Well, this is a comprehensive evaluation of every single miracle and healing occurrence in the whole Bible. I don't know that it's ever been done by anyone else before.
In the Bible, Doug, an analysis of every miracle in every series of miracles.
And the conclusion is rather startling.
It really is. And it turns out that a lot of the things that we pray for as Christians are the very things that Jesus said he was sick and tired of hearing, and he didn't want to hear it.
Right.
It's the kind of thing that Pontius Pilate or Herod, King Herod, would pray for.
Right.
Because it says it in the Bible.
Yeah, Herod asked him, I've heard you can do miracles. Could you do one for me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to let you go until you do a miracle for us.
Right.
I mean, you could hear that on Christian television.
Ooh, ouch.
Might as well be the Herod hour.
Oh, yeah. Well. So anyway, folks, help us out with the telethon. We only need about another 15,000 and change.
Yeah.
And call up, ask for the plot series on CD or download it at
$100 for all five of those seminars. The book is $50. That's $150. But if somebody wants to support the telethon and keep us on the air, for $200, you could get the book and the CDs.
There you go. I like that.
It's, I mean, it's a little more.
To break out my calculator
separately,
check
but,
that out.
But it will help so much because $200 is 1% of our total goal.
Yeah.
Of 20,000.
So if you can make that donation of $200, go to KGOV.com. Not a donation. Order the materials.
Yeah.
We're not just here asking for money for no reason. We want to give you some materials that will help you understand the Bible better and help you in your Christian walk.
And when you get these, when you listen to them, you hand it off to somebody else.
Right.
And people tend to get addicted. Doug, we have people on the internet. They hear the show. Somebody links them to the to a show. Let's say it's on a national sales tax or whatever. Or Carbon 14.
Right.
They listen, they love it, and we could notice online, they go through and they start downloading every show and listening to every show.
Yeah.
So you have a truck driver who will listen to 3 years of shows in 4 months. And we know by then we're best friends.
Yeah, he's on board.
I mean, they know Doug McBurney, and they know Joe Scott and Will Duffy, and they just know everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So that's the telethon. We need another 15,000. If you could write the check for 15,000, well, we'll still keep talking about the products because the products are great. So, so we've thanked Alan Keyes and Tom Tancredo at the banquet for the banquet.
Yeah, and Pastor Pretty Michael awesome. Walker Church in the City and Kevin Swanson.
So that another highlight that I forgot to mention was, and it happened completely by accident. Pastor Michael
Walker
did the conclusion.
The benediction.
The benediction. And he said a prayer in English and Hebrew. Mm-hmm. And just by chance, Tony Funderburk, who we should thank for the music, Tony Funderburk had left a little musical loop playing in the background.
Yeah.
And it was just a magical moment when he sang that Hebrew prayer.
Yeah, it was
super. Tremendous.
From number six. And he led us in a toast, L'chaim.
L'chaim.
To life.
To life.
It was just such a great evening.
Really great time. If you didn't get to go, you need to sign up and come out next year.
And Colorado Right to Life has asked Alan Keyes for his permission to upload his talk. It's recorded in high-definition video, and it is stunning. After the banquet, since the banquet, I watched his talk again.
Yeah.
It's stunning. It's an impeccable presentation of the principles for personhood.
I hope he's amenable to allowing Colorado Right to Life to put that up on YouTube. That'll be really good.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to talk about the news of the day?
Well, we should.
Okay. The Palestinians are going to hold a vote, an unvote at the in New York. They're going to. The rest of the world is basically going to vote for Palestinian statehood, make them an official state.
Well,
Palestine.
What's happened in Egypt with, you know, there's a concern that the Arab Spring is turning quickly into the Arab winter.
Mm.
And so that the revolutions that are occurring are actually significantly motivated by Islamic extremist organizations, leaders, and policies.
Sure, there's plenty of those who are involved and fairly well organized in those countries.
Yeah, even in, remember, we're in Libya now.
Right, Libya.
And Obama said this is not going to take weeks or months, this is going to take days.
Yeah.
It's been, I don't know, 6 months so far.
It's been a few months.
Track. But there has already surfaced connections between some of these freedom fighters, so-called, and terrorist organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a surprise.
No.
And in Egypt, you know, we backed the revolution. And so now the Egyptian police and the army stand back in Cairo while Islamic mobs tear down the Israeli embassy high security wall and storm the embassy.
It was shocking.
And the police watch it.
Yeah.
And so there's obviously a worldwide crisis that is now reaching a crescendo, and it started back in the book of Exodus and in the book of Joshua.
That's right.
Doug, you can't get away. The headlines in world history come out of the story of the Bible.
Well, that is so true.
God wanted to give the land to Israel.
Right.
He said, without fail, I will cast out all the, and he listed them, the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Perizzites and all the ites.
Yeah, all the ites were
and the Canaanites.
To
right. But and God said, I'm going to do it. And I want you, let's work together. And Israel so quickly rebelled against God, that a generation later in the book of Judges, that was in Joshua, in Judges, God said, you know what? I'm not going to cast them out.
Yeah.
Because how can I bless a nation that hates me? Mm. And it was the same throughout the Old Testament, and it's the same today, like in America. America's supposed to be a Christian nation, and we've turned our back on God. So how could he bless us?
He can't.
Right.
It doesn't follow.
So in the book of Acts, how could God give the kingdom to the nation that hated the king?
Right.
So he turned to the Gentiles, Jews and Gentiles in the body of Christ, and that's when circumcision went out the window. So
now you're getting back into the plot.
Well, yeah, but that's the only way to understand the history of the world and the headlines.
It all comes back to understanding the Bible.
Absolutely.
The headlines of this afternoon are torn directly from the pages of Genesis. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. And so the tension in the land, that whole background, that foundation, you read about it in the Bible. And because Israel disobeyed God, the suffering has lasted for millennia.
Thousands of years now.
Doug, because I have disobeyed God, the suffering in my family has been intense. And every family, every church, every nation that disobeys God suffers because your sin will find you out.
That's right. And it's like you've said, wherever there is suffering, if you look, you will find someone is sinning against God and against their neighbor.
Yeah.
And a giant sin will be committed this Thursday or Friday, I believe.
So, and
by all the nations,
very
of the world.
Difficult. The Palestinians, they never had a country. If they did, what was the name of it? And who was the king? Or who was the president? What was their constitution? What were the borders? And what was their currency? Yeah,
well, I don't think there's any a record of any of that.
They didn't have a currency, borders, a king, a constitution. They didn't have it. There was no Palestinian country. The name goes back to the Philistines, which were thousands of years before Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the Palestinian people today who don't have a P in their language. So if you have a country, it'd be named something that you could pronounce.
You would think.
But they have a B instead of a P.
Yeah.
So let's say Palestine.
Hmm. Well, it's happening this week, and we need to. I don't think praying for wisdom for the leaders at the UN, probably not a very fruitful prayer. But we could pray that Israel remains strong and that America doesn't shirk her duty to protect Israel.
Or we could pray for an asteroid in near-Earth orbit.
Amen.
Previously undetected.
All right, I'm willing. That's where I'm going to pray.
But those kind of imprecatory prayers don't seem to produce fruit in today's dispensation.
Oh, that's true.
And there must be a reason, right? There must be a reason.
And you can find it out in the 5-CD series, The Plot.
Yeah.
Order it today at KGOV.com.
KGOV.com, or phone number 800-8-NYARD. Colorado Right to Life, congratulations for a tremendous banquet.
Amen.
Alan Keyes, Tom Tancredo, Kevin Swanson, the whole team. What a good night. What a great time of fellowship. And please help us with our telethon. God bless you.